Well, good day, my friends. This is Avalon, and I want to welcome you to this episode, season 2, episode 70 of Walk and Talk with Avalon. I am Avalon, your mindfulness cheerleader, your mindfulness mentor. Welcome to this mindful motivation and your everyday inspiration, so you can listen to it again and again and again and be inspired. Our video that you can find in the links below is Calming Rain. The calming rain on the turquoise waters. You can see it almost like crystals dropping down. And the Miami Causeway from the city of Miami to Miami Beach is right there in the background, behind the whiteout of the rain, the mist, the clouds. A place that I call home. One of my homes. And our thought that goes with it is, take a break. There are some people who think of a place like Miami, Miami Beach, South Beach, North Beach, the whole coast of beaches, and the city and its excitement and its art galleries, science, sports, all the things there are to do around there, getting out in the fun in the sun, as taking a break. So living someplace else, there's a lot of visitors from South America, a lot of visitors from Europe, and of course a lot of visitors from the United States who come to visit the shores of Miami. As well as there's lots of people who just pass through to go on the cruises, as there's many cruises that leave from the port of Miami. Take a break. Get on that cruise. Go to the shores. Go see the blue waters. And even when it's raining, well, rain in Miami is a little different. You can stand in it without freezing to death. Yes, you'll get wet, but it's not as awful as it can be in colder climates. It's quite nice, except for a day or two in the winter. Take a break. Do you live somewhere where you can go take a break? That you can drive an hour away, get on a boat for a day, go touring, go explore nature, go sporting? Is there some place that you can get away? Maybe it's 2 hours away, maybe it's 3 hours away, to the mountains, to go enjoy some nature and walking in the woods, what we like to call hiking. To go gaze at the stars. To go enjoy the sounds of nature. We all need a break. Sometimes we're so used to chaos and constantly going, our schedules are so full that we don't know what to do when there's space in between. Oh, now what? Now what do we do? Well, it's time to take a break. Enjoy yourself. Everything doesn't have to be scheduled. And sometimes scheduling that break is important too, so that you're not running yourself ragged, that you're not collapsing at the end of the day. And then when you wake up in the morning, almost, oh, here we go again. What are you going to do different for yourself today? How are you going to plan taking a break for yourself today? A little you time. Is it over a cup of coffee or tea? Is it putting your feet up for a moment and having good conversations with someone? Have a break. Take some time for you. Enjoy this life of yours. And if you're not someplace that you can't just walk outside to take a break, well, then you need to rethink where you're living. You need to rethink your environment. You need to find some space for you to clear your mind and do something you like to do and something you want to do. Because what's life without a little enjoyment, a little happiness, a little joy for yourself? You can do things wonderful for others all the time. And yes, it feels good. But there are times when you need to just take a break for yourself. And sometimes it means putting down that electronic device. Yes, if you've listened to these episodes, you hear me say every so often, put down the electronic device. Listen to what's around. Don't pick up another electronic device and stare at it. Pull out the paints, pull out the markers, pull out the pencils and pens. Draw, write, create. Well, I'm not really that creative. Okay, well, do something else that you like. Do you like to walk? The simple act of walking? Go for a short walk. Listen to the wind, the leaves rattle, the birds that are around. Listen. Take a breath of air. Listen to your own heartbeat. Or go for a drive and put on music that you want to listen to. You don't have to worry about another person in the car with you. And just take a break from all the thinking. And the funny thing is, you'll notice, if you've got problems, if you've got other things on your mind, just taking that mini escape, you'll be able to come back to it a little happier, with a little more energy, because you took a break. Nap if you need a nap. Oh, I'm a big proponent for naps. Siestas are important, and we should have them in our lives. They should be a normal thing in everyone's schedules. Adults, children, work, school, wherever. Naps are great brain rest to enjoy yourself, to be happy, that everything doesn't always have to be a task, although sometimes it can feel like task, task, task is the way to go. It's the way I have to get things done. But when you're slowing down and you're exhausted, well, you're not going to work as fast, are you? It's simple, and you already know this. You already know this. So, yeah, maybe this time right now, this 10 minutes that you're taking with me, is your break. And I thank you. I thank you for sharing it with me. I thank you for sharing some mindfulness to think about things today. Hey, schedule it every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, depending where you are on the planet, that you can take this little break and enjoy your time. You deserve it. You deserve this moment. Breathe, live, and love. Yes, that is the 1 minute calm concept. 1 minute video to watch and escape. 10 minutes of mindfulness on the other days, because those videos come out Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So yeah, I'm telling you about it because it can be a nice little escape for you. Use it when you need it. And there might be months where you go through and you don't need it at all. And there'll be times when you binge because you do need it. It's all good. Moderation. But be sure to find yourself with a little break today. Find yourself scheduling that time for you every day. and take those bigger breaks and longer breaks. Once a week, once a month. Because you need them and you deserve them. This is your life. Enjoy it. I'm Avalon, and I want to thank you for spending this time with me on Walk and Talk with Avalon.